It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Hey, it's Tuesday. Feels like a Monday for us. The Eddie Scazzeri, what is up? And I know G and CeeLo spent a lot of time together yesterday. So did me and Al, though we weren't here. What's up, Al Dukes?
Why did they spend time together?
They drove to Cromwell, Connecticut after the show and golfed, where the Travelers Championship is. I was asked to go, too, but I had plans with you.
Gio drove to Cromwell, Connecticut to golf?
Yeah. That's a PGA Tour course. I would have loved to have gone, but we had plans. So CeeLo took my spot.
Why don't they helicopter in, a la Boomer Esiason?
Maybe they did. I don't think they did. Maybe they did.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
You and I spent a day together at the Princeton Longevity Center.
Yes, we did.
I got good news, bad news, Jerry, while
oh,
I was
good
there.
Good news, bad
good news.
News,
bad news. So the good news, Jerry.
This is like buzz, no buzz?
Yeah. This is good news, bad news. Good news, Jerry. I have the heart health of a teenager.
Me too. I got the same news.
Yeah. He told me legitimately that the chances of me ever having a stroke or heart attack is like 0.1%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got very similar news.
Yeah. The bad news is I have the bone density of an 80-year-old grandmother. And
apparently the neck.
This is all going to snap at some point, bones.
That's not good.
Yeah, I got bad bones, Jerry.
I know.
I can't have Boomer touching me anymore. He tries
no
to
smooch me. No more
bear
hugs.
No more bear hugs.
No more molecules.
I can badmouth all I want. There will be no more physical touching me because my bones will snap.
I will tell you this, Eddie. There were two times that Al came out of the area from where he would be with a doctor or a nutritionist or whatever. One, after he was with the nutritionist, he came bouncing out like the happiest guy I've ever seen.
For real.
Like, walked out with a smile on his face with a little...
You were battling.
You were skipping. And then when you came out after the visit with the doctor about the bone density, it was a different person.
Yeah. Yeah, I was battling with the nutritionist, you know, fighting seed oils and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know I love to fight about nutrition. The doctor had me in there. He was like, look at this heart. I've never seen a
Which
heart.
Which was great.
I've never seen a heart so clear. You could legitimately start smoking and...
Well, he didn't say that.
Just drinking fat and
you are
not going to have a heart attack. Your bones, on the other hand, be careful when you sit down. You might crack a... I mean, I got...
Like, I literally was watching him. You know when you watch an older person and you don't want them to trip and fall on the sidewalk? When we were walking out together, I was looking a couple of steps ahead of Al.
Correct.
To make sure you didn't trip and fall and break your hip.
Right. Like, I've seen my future, Jerry. I am not going to have a heart attack and die. I'm not going to have a stroke. I am going to fall and break my hip.
Yeah, I
that
know.
That sucks.
Well, it just gives you more reason to sit in your condo.
But then it gets weaker.
Well, you got decisions to make here, my friend. You're always one that doesn't want to take any risk.
Yeah. I have to get on testosterone, I think, to strengthen my bones.
You know what? You've always been intrigued by it.
Yeah,
now
let's
there's
go.
A reason for it. So maybe, just maybe, you'll be putting some muscle mass
I'm
back
gonna
on.
I'm going to be so manly, Jerry.
You might grow some chest hair now.
Yeah, that was the other thing I found out. They checked my my percentage of body fat.
Yes.
And think about this. I'm 5'10", 5'11", somewhere in there. I weigh 155 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
They go... You're too fat.
You're not too fat. You have too much body fat.
Right.
Two different things.
Yeah, really. I'm
which
not
I learned
too
yesterday.
Fat. I don't have muscles.
Right.
I need muscles, Jerry.
Correct.
I need bones and I need muscles.
Mm-hmm.
The two things I'm lacking.
muscles and bones.
Oh, Jerry, when I start getting on testosterone, I'm going to be all jacked up in here. I'm going to be doing some weight training.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be humping the couch out in the newsroom.
I don't know if you're going to be doing that. Let's relax
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's relax.
Then we also missed very big news while we were out.
I know.
Boomer Esiason and Phil Simms are out at the NFL today.
Mm-hmm.
We've got CBS Sports Network, Jerry, staying on.
Which is awesome.
Who knew they were leaving? That was news to me. They're like, staying on. I got, were we going somewhere?
Right.
And Mr. Boomer Esiason signed, quote-unquote, Jerry, extensively into the future.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, I heard you run those yesterday.
You.
So I felt like I was here.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool. Yeah, no, I would like to thank him because I've got, college to pay for.
He's going to be, he's going to surpass Mr. Imus.
Yes, he is.
And Mr. Imus does characters.
And I think he's going to surpass you.
He's going to surpass me. He's going to surpass Mr. Imus. He's going to surpass Howard Stern as far as being on one station.
We were talking about that. Stern was 21 years at K-Rock.
I think he got to K-Rock in 85.
Right. And Imus was 20 years here, correct? Is that right, Eddie? 20 years or was it 19?
Mr.
It's right around there. So if Boomer gets to 2021, I mean, he is either beyond or right there on the Imus and Stern. Yeah, company.
That's unbelievable.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I don't know if in 2000, remember, you signed on and didn't realize in 2007 if it would be coming off the David Lee Roth disaster. You didn't know if it was going to have staying power, and very quickly you learned it would. And here you are now, 17 years later, still going, and then a new extension for the Booms.
Yeah, I legitimately, I needed to move when I was starting the show, and I remember going to get a mortgage, and I was like, they'll give the show at least 3 years, even if it's a disaster.
Yes.
And then by then, I can sell and make a profit.
Right.
Here
and
we
it's
are,
been a lot longer
later.
Than 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Pretty good. Yeah, I
pretty
wish
good.
Would have been nice to have been here for
yeah.
it, but I do feel like they did a good job getting the clips out. I got to watch it,
yeah,
and I thought it was pretty cool.
I agree. I felt like I saw it happen, even though I didn't see or hear it happen live. It was right there, social medias.
Yeah.
And then everyone typing up their stories.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Ryan, Boomer, Phil Simms.
J.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm. How did Bill Cowher survive that?
That's a great question.
My goodness.
I don't know. Because if you would tell me that the NFL, and I'm not picking on anybody, but if you would tell me the NFL today, and like Boomer said, more their choice than his, though I do think he's excited. Watching him, it sounds like the idea that he could have a fall to himself finally.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really nice.
But if you told me the NFL today was going to move on from 2 of 3, Boomer would have been the last of the three I would have picked.
Correct.
But yeah, a little odd.
Yeah, a little strange.
So, whatever. He's got his weekends now, which, as he said, first time in 40 years.
I think Bill Cowher should have quit in solidarity. Print that awful announcement.
I dare you. Well, I don't know how much solidarity. It's everybody for themselves.
Everyone
in
for
this
themselves,
world.
Right,
yes.
Jerry.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I gotta be honest. I don't watch these pregame shows, Jerry.
I know you don't.
They're boring.
I know you've said that many times.
They are boring.
I have a routine. I've always had the routine of NFL Network at 9 a.m. on Sunday. I enjoy it. I actually do like the show. And then usually 12:30 to 1 NFL Today. We'll see if that changes. I don't know.
They also, this came out late last night, Brent Musburger's back. So he's going to, he and James Brown.
James Brown.
Yeah, they're gonna kind of tag team the.
Is Irv Cross still with us? Has he passed away?
I think Irv Cross has passed away, Jerry, but
no,
I'll
so
double
he can't
check
come back.
That.
Okay.
He was great.
Yeah, I liked Irv.
You're looking alive. He passed away in 2021, Jerry, at the.
Oh,
the
okay.
age of 81.
Okay.
Irv Cross.
The You're Looking Live. I know we've talked about this on the podcast in the past. That, as a kid, was the most exciting. Like, you want to get into your Sunday, your football
yes.
Sunday, and I would be there on Channel 2 waiting for the NFL. I think, I could be wrong about this, I think it was 12:30 to 1. I don't, when I was
yeah,
a kid.
Yeah, it was half hour.
Right, it was. I remember going for the NFL today, and if I missed the beginning, I was so mad at myself because I love the look of the stadium. Sometimes the overhead, you are looking live at Texas Stadium in Irving, Texas. We're today at the Cowboys and Reds. Oh, it was great
stuff. Yeah, you wanted to get a look. Is it snowing? Yes. Is it flurrying? Is it raining?
When they went to
Lambeau.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
Are the Cowboys wearing the blue uniforms? That means they're going to lose.
On the road.
We don't know.
Yes, it's exactly it. Little things as kids we dealt with as football fans. That's true.
Yeah.
Yep, I know.
You are looking live, Jerry.
Yep, pretty cool.
Yeah. So, okay, we got a new look NFL. Is Fox going to bounce some of those?
No, I believe Terry Bradshaw will be back for his 77th
year.
All they've done, unless I'm mistaken, all they've done is added people. Like, they've put new people in, but no one goes anywhere. I think they give guys different weeks off, but, man, between Terry and Howie and Jimmy Johnson and what's his name from the I said Howie Long. It's a lot of the same guys, though. Michael Strahan's been doing that a while now.
Yeah. Long time. I thought Funhouse had a nice tweet. I like this. Funhouse wrote, Boomer Esiason announces that he is out at the NFL today. This leaves a panel of only 12.
It is a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, Jerry.
It's a lot of people.
The Mets almost had a no-hitter last night.
So going back to the Princeton Longevity Center, one of the things... My doctor, our doctor, could not have been better. And I walked in, he goes, I got to tell you, I ain't got much bad to say to you. He goes, which is a good thing. And he goes, the one thing we'll start with, though, your sleep. He goes, and then we'll get to all your scans. He goes, you got to get more sleep. So we went over the schedule. I mean, it's just not possible. He's like, well, can you go to bed at 7:50 instead of 8:20? You get 30 minutes extra there. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try that tonight. And then Luis Severino's throwing a no-hitter. And I'm sitting there. I got the doctor in my head. I'm like, I can't turn this off. He was, and I know they lost the game, and I know he gave up the no-hitter in the eighth inning. He looked like a Cy Young candidate last night. He was awesome, man. Everything, he was pounding the strike zone. I know he walked a couple throughout the course of the game. But, I mean, strike one on almost every batter. He had the slider working. Guys were swinging over the top of it. A lot of weak contact. I had the same feeling watching him that I had when I watched Johan Santana on that Friday night. I really thought he was throwing the no-hitter last night. But again, you're sitting there like, can you give the guy some runs to work with? Their offense was putrid last night. Just awful. And you give Jameson Taillon a lot of credit because after the home run to Nimmo, they couldn't do a damn thing offensively. But Severino was phenomenal. Really
so
was.
So he takes a no-hitter into the eighth inning and the Mets lose the game.
Yeah, because they can't score. I'm not saying score 9 runs. I get it. But can you be up 3-0 in the eighth inning? Up 4-0? I mean, just tack on a couple? It's just a whole bunch. And I think if I could be wrong time-wise, but I think it was the top of the seventh inning at like 8:06. The game started at 7 o'clock.
Like, so we were humming along.
Flying because both... The Met offense was 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and it was the same for the Cubs. They were doing nothing. The game was just humming along really quickly. And so I made the decision to stay up and watch the end, and I got burnt.
Do you think we will get a Mets no-hitter this year? What would you give me? Give me a percentage.
No. The same percentage as me and you having a heart attack, 0.18.
Wow, so not great.
No, not great. Come on. They've got two in their history, and one was one of those combined phony ones, and the other people complain about the Santana one with the ball on the chalk. So, no, I don't think they're getting a no-hitter.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't even – if you were to ask me today how many no-hitters have the Mets thrown, I said one.
You don't think of a combined one?
I do not think of a combined no-hitter.
I'll tell you what
That's
I don't
– fugazi.
Here's what I don't think of, and I'm going to look it up now because I don't remember. I have no idea who threw the Met combined no-hitter.
Me neither. I don't know a single guy involved.
As I sit here right now, wow, it was Tyler McGill and four relievers. It took five pitchers to do this, and I don't even remember. It was against the Phillies. I don't remember that either. So it was Tyler McGill, Drew Smith, Jolie Rodriguez, Seth Lugo, and then Edwin Diaz.
I bet those guys don't even consider that they were involved in a no-hitter.
I bet you, well, maybe. I would think Diaz would from the standpoint of he closed that out.
Yeah, that's true.
But the other three in the middle, they just go in and do their job. I mean, I'm sure if Seth Lugo was the guy that pitched the eighth inning, there's got to be some pressure to keep it going. Tyler McGill, 5 innings, 88 pitches. He was part of it. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, he was the main chunk of it, and yet we don't think of
No, I had to look it up. I don't remember. Yeah. I just remember I do remember a combined no-hitter with the Mets a couple of years ago, but I didn't remember the details of it. Whereas the Johan Santana against the Cardinals on a Friday night, I remember pretty good.
Yeah, the Johan Santana one I never thought was Fugazi. I blame Mr. Craig Carton in the afternoons with Evan. He used to bring it up any
all
chance
the time
he could about how it was not a no-hitter. He kept it in the lexicon, Jerry.
Well, it's not just him. I mean, a lot of people will say, yeah, you got away with one in that game. But you know what? You get away with stuff in almost every game.
Yes, we do.
So it still felt like if you were there, probably tenfold. But I remember watching the game at home, even with that, you still felt the pressure build in the seventh and the eighth and the ninth. Because I don't remember. I want to say that was the fifth inning or the sixth inning maybe that shot down the left field line. So there was still, it wasn't like it was with two outs in the ninth where really was broken up. Like he still had to battle through those next few innings of that zero on the scoreboard. And that's still a lot of pressure, especially when you're doing it for an organization that never had one.
Yeah, it was a big deal, Jerry. And I still count it as a big deal.
I do too.
And I would sacrifice his career for the no-hitter. A lot of people didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't blame his career on the no-hitter. I don't. I know a Boomer is he's over and over again. I'm sorry. I don't think when you've pitched your entire life and you've thrown 3 million pitches, throwing an extra 22 pitches in a game is what killed his career. I don't buy it for a second. So was it 137? Okay, whatever. I mean, the guy was going 110 anyway. We're talking 27 throws. Stop. I will never accept that as why his career went down the tubes.
Did you watch that game from the beginning, do you remember? Or did you hop in?
I remember I got home third inning.
When I hopped in on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just remember I got there right when the third inning began, didn't think much of it. And at the time, kids were still young. They still went to bed, I don't know, before 2 a.m. My house was quiet, and I basically watched that game by myself. And once it got to like the fifth, sixth inning, you start thinking like last night. I would say even in the fifth inning, because Severino was so good, it hit me like fourth, fifth inning. This guy's got no-hitter stuff. Like, he looks special tonight. Didn't happen, but it was close.
Yeah.
Six outs away. Mm. And I think it was Gary Cohen after the sixth. Was it the sixth or after the seventh? I forget. Going to break, they had a shot of the moon going to commercial. And he's like, something special could be brewing here at Citi Field. And he was almost right.
And then it got ruined.
It did get ruined.
And they didn't even get the win, Jay.
And then they didn't even get the win.
They lost to the Cubs.
Very difficult to win. The Cubs are actually really good. So,
this year they're good.
Check the standings.
Right, I will do that during the break. I'll take a look, see where they're at.
They're 19-11 or 18-11 or something. They're pretty good.
Whatevs.
I will take a quick break. Our first of the hour. Talking about not being able to hit. The Yankees, after scoring 400 runs over the weekend in Milwaukee, couldn't hit last night in Baltimore. We'll get to that in a whole lot more than Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.